And now, Tales from the Tech Bench with Max and Anthony.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Tales from the Tech Bench. Today we're going to talk about something a little different than usual. We're going to talk about pets and animals in the workplace. The experiences we have with customers bringing pets in, going to people's houses when they have pets, and you know, any weird stuff that happens with animals and pets. And first of all, let me say hello. How's it going, Anthony? How's it going, Travis?
Good. How's it going?
Hey, everybody.
We've got a whole bunch of interesting stories to tell you. And if you guys have stories for us, I want to remind you, check out our socials, post some stories for us. We'd love to hear about the weird animal stuff that you guys have encountered. I'm sure everybody's got some weird experiences. I would like to start off with a story about a unique type of animal that I had to experience. So there was a service call I had, and I had to go kind of up into the backwoods. It was out of the way. Some places are, you know, in town or urban areas. This was way off the beaten path. So I'm driving up this really remote road up a hill, and I get to this house. House looks normal enough. And I go up to the door. People are there. And what I'm there to do is I'm there to look at the computer, and she's got this sewing machine. So this, some people interface their computers with the sewing machine. They'll like get prints off of their computers, put them on a USB flash drive. And they plug them into the sewing machine or the pattern machine or whatever the heck they are. And it takes that pattern and creates it, which is kind of cool, you know, for people who are into crafts. And so I walk in the house, she takes me to the computer, I'm looking at the program, we get a pattern downloaded to the thumb drive to go and see if we can get the sewing machine to work. And the house has these long hallways, so we walk out of the computer room and we're going to the sewing machine's like this big, like almost 4 feet long sewing machine. They're kind of crazy looking. And it's in its own room. And the rooms are kind of just down the hall, segmented from each other. We walk down, turn left, and there's the sewing machine, this 4 foot sewing machine. And I'm kind of trying to figure it out. I've never really worked with something like this before, to be honest. I mean, I can usually figure out stuff, but sewing machines, I'm not exactly like the sewing machine expert. So I sit down at the sewing machine. She's got this little chair there. I'm just looking at the sewing machine, kind of concentrating on it, trying to figure out what's going on with it and looking at it. And all of a sudden, the loudest screech you've ever heard in your life just envelops the room from my left. It's so loud, I swear to God, I almost shit my pants. Like, it rang in my ears. It was like a grenade had gone off. You know, if you've ever played video games, or hopefully not, but had a grenade explode near you, there's this ringing in your ears. The ringing was in my ears immediately, and this loud noise on top of it just, And then I looked over to the left, super startled. Like, I was in a totally different frame of mind, like, holy shit, duck and cover, I'm about to die. And there's this giant, like, 2.5 foot long green bird on a tree in the room next to me, completely free, not in a cage. What the fuck? And then the lady says, shut up. And I don't remember what his name was, probably because I like was startled to death, but it was some sort of name. But she's like, shut up, Wilbur, be quiet, he's trying to work. I'm like, holy fuck, tell me there's a loud bird next to me when I'm coming in a room, or a bird that looks like it could like fly over and talon my ass. Like, that thing was huge. So,
what kind of bird was it?
I don't know. It was green, and it was like 2.5 feet long, and it was just walking around on this tree. So it sounds
like a macaw.
It might have been. Like, I don't know birds. All I know is it was loud as fuck. But it's walking around on this tree on the arms, and now I'm fully aware. So now I've got to deal with this sewing machine thing, and I don't know too much about it. And I am terrified. Like, we play scary games sometimes, Anthony. This was true terror, dude. I am sitting there at the chair in front of the sewing machine, and every once in a while, that bird would just be like, yeah, just give me a little one, bah, right in the side. And I'd be like, oh, And, you know, I just shaking like, oh my God. Like if there was a camera, people would be laughing their asses off of me because I'd be jumping like 3 feet off the, or 3 inches off the chair each time. Like, oh my God. And just shaking. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to finish this. So like into it. And she keeps telling him to shut up. The bird's never going to shut up. And at one point, I had forgotten about this at first. At one point, the bird, like literally, so it's walking around on this tree and I can kind of hear it, but I'm like, fuck, I just have to zone this thing out. It's not going to scream, or it will scream. I'm ready. And it flew into another room. Like it moved off into another room. I was like, thank fucking God. So then I started to really get the sewing machine taken care of. I'm like, okay, this is how this works. Cause it had like a digital display. I'm like, fucking press the buttons, get me the fuck out of this horror story. And I'm like, okay, this looks like it works. The pattern's loaded in. The lady's there. I'm like, it looks like it works. Da-da-da-da-da. And then, so she leaves the room for a second as I'm finishing up. Bird's not in there. And I'm almost done. And then, like, I'm like, oh, I'm safe. I'm almost done. All of a sudden, yeah! The bird's back on the tree. I didn't even hear that motherfucker crawl back in there. But somehow it got back in the room and was right there just to give me a send me off, fuck you. Dude, I'm tense. I'm tight. I'm like, fuck this place. I will never go back to that house again. I will look it up. I'll be like, I know that fucking name. I'm not going there for any amount of money in the world. So I'm like,
that's going to be Anthony's. That's going to be Anthony's service call next time.
anybody else, you know what? No, we'll just refuse service. I don't think anybody should have to be that fucked up from a service call. The noise that bird made fucked my brain up.
Dude, birds are freaking dope. I would gladly take over that service call for you.
Oh shit, it's all yours.
Cause
that bird was terrifying. It might not have been so bad if I had known.
If it was a macaw, yeah, their screeches are really shrill. But epic. I have a couple friends who own they're called green cheek conures. And they're just tiny birds. They're probably 8 inches or something long from like beak to end of their tail. And they have the shrillest of shrieks out of most birds.
That's a fucking ninja bird, dude.
And they spook the crap out of you. If you're not ready for them, they're worse than a baby, like squealing when they're like crying hard. Like,
oh no, it was not a baby squeal. It was mine shaking squeal.
If you ever had kids, babies that cry and then they have that like high pitched squeal that they do, it's like pretty comparable to that, but conures are really, really bad. Like it's just like this, you can't not tune it out ever.
Yeah, I couldn't get rid of it out of my head. It was echoing. Yeah. And I don't know how that fucking thing got back in the room. I mean, it literally flew out. And I was like, cool, I'm in the clear. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I swear it ninja'd back in. It probably crept like a fucking, it was like crawling across the ground. I'm going to scare the fuck out of this motherfucker. Watch this. Like, and then boom. When I left, like, I was like, all right, you're done. Check, please. I'm out. Fuck this. And I got in my car. And I sat in my car for a good 10, 15 minutes because I was like, I can't drive. I'm so tense. I'm going to chill the fuck out in this car. And I could look over. And I'm like sitting in my car just like, chill out, relax, fucking shake it off. Shake it off. I was Taylor Swifting the fuck out of it. Shake it off, motherfucker. Shake it off. And I look over at the house and that bird's in the fucking window. I mean, he's flipping me the birds, what it was.
Staring at you, probably.
No, he's like, he's probably laughing his ass off underneath. Like, the bird knows. It's like, man, fucking got that guy. But I was like, dude, a good 15 minutes I'm sitting in my car, and finally it just drove back, like, with some sort of PTSD, just minor PTSD until I finally, like, got better hours later. It was, yeah. Big birds, holy shit.
You and flying animals.
I hate bees and wasps. I know that we need bees, okay? I understand that we need bees.
Dude.
But it's fucked up
you're gonna,
that they exist like that.
you're gonna come help me manage my apiary this next summer, right?
Yeah, sure. You know, I don't mind big ass birds. Like, I don't mind birds. I like birds. Bees and wasps and that fucking bird there, like, that motherfucker got me. He was out to get me. That bird had a, like, he knew. He was like, oh, you got another guy coming over? I'm gonna fuck with this one. And
dude, I know. If I could have a macaw, I would have a macaw. They're beautiful, beautiful birds. And they have, like, a vocabulary up to, like a two-year-old or three-year-old.
Yeah, it didn't say any fucking words. It just loud. So. I mean, I'd been to houses with birds before, like service calls with little birds that don't have that big of vocal cords. Some of them like just fly in and out of the room. That's no problem. Like, fly into your cage, but a big 2.5 foot bird that screams at you.
That's a big bird.
It was a big bird on a big tree. Big tree. I don't know how I didn't see it. I'm all focused on this fucking sewing machine. And there happens to be like a 5 foot tall tree next to me. No branches. It's like a bird tree, but I'm like, fuck.
We had a bird. My grandma had a bird, rather. I don't know what kind of bird it was, but it could talk.
No.
Not only could it talk, it was really good at mimicking sounds that it would pick up from around the house. The funniest thing is it would pick up the phone ringing and it would mimic the phone ringing. And it was perfect. You couldn't tell the difference. And so my poor old grandma would always get up out of her chair to go answer the phone, but it's just the bird. And it was the funniest thing ever.
That's so funny. That's great. I'll leave it to the birds.
Damn birds. So in my workplace, I don't really work around animals a whole lot. I work in construction, so there's really typically not a whole lot of animals around. However, this one particular day, I come home from work and my fiance and I are just chilling, doing whatever. And on Facebook, she's like, oh my God, did you see this post? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she pulls up this Facebook page that people post to, kind of keeps the community around here informed of different various things going on. Well, there's a python that got on the loose. I don't know if you guys heard about this.
No.
This was recently, just a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I think nothing of it. You know, I would say I quite literally thought nothing of it. A couple weeks later, another post is made about this python that's on the loose, or anaconda, whatever this thing is. I don't like snakes. I hate snakes. Absolutely hate them. So I'm hoping that this is the last I ever hear of it. Well, it's not. Come to find out, this snake, the whoever's owner of this snake posts and says they think it's in this area, and this area happens to be right behind my office where I work.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. And thankfully this is the last I've heard of it. However, I don't know if that thing's been caught yet, so it's still possible it's out behind my office.
It's hanging out right behind you.
It's still
probably is. I'm not gonna lie, because I have to walk out there. We just built some apartments out behind our office, and I'm not kidding. I do. I look around and make sure there's no snakes around.
Don't give it any hugs, man.
You would see me. You would see me fly, quite literally.
Yeah, dude. Pythons are cool too.
Yeah, I don't mind snakes.
Snakes. Snakes and spiders are not my friend.
Everybody's got their thing.
You want to see I know a lot of animal things. Max knows this. Look up the white-lipped python and you'll look at a very pretty snake.
Yeah, like, you want to be terrified too.
It's not terrifying. It's actually a really pretty, it's a very photogenic snake. But yeah, the thing about snakes here, you know, in wintertime, they don't do very well outside. So
Not normal to have something really big like that either.
Yeah, but this is summer, and so that means that this thing, if it hasn't been found, it's probably still out there somewhere eating deer. Or
I honestly haven't heard. I haven't heard of if it has or hasn't been. So
I haven't seen anything.
It kind of just like went off and got buried underneath the more current news.
You know what we need to do, T? If you have a snake problem, I know a giant bird
Exactly. They can duke it out.
They will let nature take care of itself.
That's freaking great. Oh, I got a story. I got a story for y'all.
Oh, boy.
So, everybody loves dogs, right? Most everyone loves dogs, unless you have allergies or you have like a terrifying story that when you were a kid or something that involved a dog. Well, I love dogs too. And I had a job, about 10 years ago now, where I worked in a movie theater. And I was in charge of making sure that the movie theaters were cleaned up after every movie, and that, you know, there was no problems. No one like tore the screen up. No one ripped the chairs out of their bolts or whatever, and made sure all the popcorn and snacks and stuff were cleaned out as well. And we had while I worked there for 2 years, I believe, in a row, we had a couple regulars that would come in all the time, and they had service animals, service dogs. And so they would bring, and they're very, everybody knows that service dogs are like some of the most well-behaved animals in the world. They would always come in pairs and would watch a movie. And I saw them like 5-6 times, I believe. And the first couple times that I saw them, you know, I was like, oh, they're bringing a dog in. This is going to be wild. Probably going to get complaints about, you know, the dog barking in the theater. And I was scared I was going to have to kick him out. But that never happened. So they never barked in the theater, which was great. They probably slept since it was dark.
So, but this one is a service animal, right?
These ones are. They had the vests on and everything. They were all service animal socks.
Okay,
but there was a time when the manager got somebody walked up to a manager and said, "Hey, I need you to come into this theater." This was like kind of in the middle of a movie. I can't remember what movie it was, but it was in the middle of a movie. And this person came in and said, "Hey, there's this weird smell in the movie theater," and it wasn't super busy, which was also another good thing. And when the manager came to me, he's like, "Hey, I need you to go check out this theater. Someone says that there's a weird smell in it. Probably it was a dirty diaper, or it was someone puked on the floor, or whatever it was. Standard stuff. You know, I found baby diapers there constantly, constantly." And
stuck.
Yeah. And so, you know, when I walked into the theater, there was a circle of seats that no one sat around. There was like a big, there was literally a big grouping of like 20, 30 seats that was just like in the middle section of the theater, which is really weird because that's where everybody sits. Right. Uh-huh. And so I try to walk up there, and we had little red flashlights so that you can turn them on so people can't, it doesn't disrupt you as much. A red light doesn't. In the dark. And I went there and kind of go scout out what they were talking about. Immediately, though, when I started walking up the steps, I smelled something.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person knows what dog shit smells like. Every single person. And when I got up to the row and I was looking around, I saw something that was dark on the floor, and it wasn't just one spot. There was multiple footprints on the floor, and it was like hardwood floor, like tile kind of thing. And there was just probably 4 or 5 footprints of just this dark material that I was looking for. And by this time, I knew exactly what it was. And I was like, crap, it's probably all over the carpet, which I couldn't really tell because it's like a dark carpet. But I like looked, after I found out what it was, I had two options. I either could have talked over the movie and said, "Hey guys, there's dog shit on the floor here. If you can, You can stick it out and watch the rest of the movie, or we can pause the movie, not like really pause it, stop the movie, refund your tickets, and you guys can go to the next showing. Most of the time, you never want to do that because that's a big waste of money. Yeah. But they decided to just stick it out, probably because the movie might have been almost over. After the movie got over, we had to shut the theater down for that whole night because we had to go in and clean it up. Yeah. And it was horrible. There was literally people stepped in it without knowing it.
Oh, yeah, you could just fucking trace them out. Apparently.
Traced it all the way down the steps. And by the time like they got to like the ramps, it kind of died out. But there was so much, and it wasn't hard poop. That's the problem. It was diarrhea dog poop. And so like it was just like soft and runny, and getting underneath the seats and scooping it out is the worst. I'm sorry, dog shit is the worst smelling poop in the world to me.
That's so disgusting. And
it was, we had to go and get the carpet cleaners and just spend the night cleaning this theater and getting rid of this shit smell because we needed it to be open. Because it was one of the big theaters. And
was it a popular movie like that we were watching?
I wish I could remember what movie it was.
You might have, I mean, obviously, the more people there are in the theater, the more poop there is, the more,
yeah,
and all over the place. That's so
bad. I'm just shocked that people stuck it out in there. Like,
yeah, that was the thing that it was so weird. It didn't make sense. Like, the whole situation was a super surreal. It was a late night movie, so it was like, I think 7 o'clock or something. I don't remember seeing the person come in with the dog, but I absolutely know that it was dog shit.
You're weighing your consequences. You're like, dude, this dog shit stinks, but damn, this movie's good.
Yeah, we spent $10 on tickets plus $30 on food, whatever.
I need to know who the killer is, though. Man, but it's like, thanks.
They still allow service animals in there. Whatever the dog ate did not agree with them. It was a horrible experience. I dislike dogs in businesses that shouldn't be in there just because of that. But
that service animal definitely needs some new training. Or it was just sick.
Yeah. I think it just was sick. Dogs that have diarrhea is a bad thing. That's usually a sign of sickness. Or it's just they're not feeling good or ate something.
You wish the dog could look up at its owner and be like...
Dude, service dogs are so well-behaved. Like, insanely. So I was just like... It was just a horrible... It was a horrible night. I was just cleaning up this dog shit, heaving constantly because of the smell. Like, it was so bad.
You know, something I gotta throw something that's similar that happened to me recently. So me and my wife were walking in a Target store, and we were just shopping. This is not nearly as bad as that, but it struck me as very funny. So this was not a service dog, mind you. No vest, just a dog. They're two younger people, a husband and wife and their kid. And they're big dog, like a big dog. And they're just wandering down the aisle, like right in the center. And all of a sudden, the dog decides to carpet bomb the floor. I'm not talking about like a little shit. So imagine the mom and the dad. They're young. They're like maybe late 20s, 30. And they're walking along. There's the dog. And then the kid's trailing behind. Little 5-year-old kid, like just kind of happy, going through the store. The dog starts taking a shit, and that shit continues to go for about 4 or 5 feet. Dog is letting down a line, and from at behind, the kid is watching the dog, and the kid is looking like, the kid's eyes light up like, holy shit. the kid looks so shocked. The face on the kid was priceless because his mouth, his jaw drops, his eyes get all wide, and the dog just 5 feet of shit right in the middle of the aisle. And good then they finally look back and they're like, what? Oh no. And they said the dog's name. Don't do that. And the dude has to go and get like a shitload of paper towels and stuff and get it picked up. And we're like, oh my God, that was a runway. And
that's amazing.
I
And then just laughed.
It was funny. Like, I didn't have to smell it or anything. Like, but for the whole
time, you didn't have to clean it up.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't envy your task, Anthony.
Dude, it's but the worst ever.
The rest of the time I was in there, I was looking down like, there's no dog shit around here, is there? God damn, there's a dog. There's a dog landmines. Anyway, that reminded me of that. There's nothing like a theater. I cannot imagine.
Yeah, in an enclosed dog space like that.
Sitting stationary next to dog shit for 3 hours.
Is this Smell-O-Vision? What movie is this? I smell shit!
The thing that pissed me off was that there was... The person that had the dog didn't come clean. Or they didn't know. I don't know how you couldn't know. Clean. Unless it literally happened right at the end of the last the movie. And it happened during the movie, I mean, and they just left because they were embarrassed or something. No idea what happened, but there was too much footprints in it. It didn't just happen. So
Sherlock Holmes, you're looking at the footprint. Whose feet are these?
Why do we have security cameras? Cause goddamn. Because you can just go out. Every theater has an emergency door, so they just left out the emergency door and didn't bother coming through the lobby.
They snuck out and they were like, no, the dog's got diarrhea. We're getting out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some bad. I got some movie theater horror stories for everyone, but that's for a later day.
You know, another thing about dogs, this is the lighter side of dogs. Maybe lighter side depends on what sex you are. you'll understand in a sec. One thing that happens when I go on service calls, and on a couple of them lately, people will have dogs. Yeah, they'll be cute dogs, like big fluffy dogs, whatever. But big dogs, small dogs. But some of these dogs, you get there and they're like, don't worry, he's friendly. And these dogs have a crotch-seeking nose. Like, these guys can detect and boom, right into your crotch. I'm like, oh! And just smash into my nuts. I'm like, he's a little too friendly.
They warned you.
Don't worry, he's friendly. He's friendly, all right. Pow! Just headbutts my nuts. There was one, I'm sitting down at the computer chair, right? I'm looking at her computer, and it's one of the shorter computer chairs. This dog is jumping up on the chair, jumping up over the back of the chair on me, slobbering on my neck, on my arms. I'm like, dude, calm down. She's like, oh, go sit down. He'd go sit down for 2 seconds. Boom, back up on me. Can't work like this. they're cute, but man, if you got... Let me just give it a lesson to people. Go ahead, Anthony.
I was gonna say, has that ever happened to you with a Great Dane?
I've never seen a Great Dane that's been out, but there's some big dogs. A Labradoodle most recently. Labradoodle that loved the shit out of me. Apparently, it never gets to see any strangers. I'm trying to set up cameras. I get up on the I'm up on the first step of a ladder on the outside of his house, trying to put this floodlight. Camera, and the dog head first, nose first, right into my crotch while I'm on the ladder. Bam! Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Almost knocks me off the ladder. I'm like, hey, hey buddy, how's it going? I start petting the dog. Calm the fuck down. You're gonna fucking kill me here. I'm like, just relax.
But
yeah, they're cute. Dogs are great, but if I could give all of those people out there that have people come service stuff at their house, if you've got a loving dog, we'll call it a loving dog, put it in another room, maybe lock it up, put it outside. Oh, you know what? There was another one. I went out in the backwoods. I forgot about this one. Her dog, giant fucking dog, and we're all alone out there. And I'm setting up a complete computer printer. It's all over. So I take all the computer parts out and I put them in boxes kind of in the corner. The dog is dancing between jumping on me and then he'll jump literally into the boxes. So you've got these printer boxes and computer boxes. He's like, boing, just jumps into the boxes. They go everywhere. I'm like, this dog's on crack. What the heck is going on?
Ultra hyper.
I know. And he's super hyper. And she's like, oh, no, he's fine. She takes the dog. She puts him outside. There's a giant window, and he's in a fencing outside. And I see the dog at the fence through the window, just like that bird looking over at me, like, and going back and forth, like pacing, like, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to hit that crotch. I'm going to hit that crotch. Hey! Man, it's just, it's like they have a one-track mind. But you know what? I love dogs too. I just don't need to be loved so much by dogs when I go out and service people.
Dude, I would rather take a big friendly dog over a small little ankle biter piece of shit dog. Sorry.
Dude, you tell more. People, wait, elaborate on that.
Okay. Everybody that has a small dog, just get a cat. But I have problems with small dogs, or I guess small dogs have problems with me for some weird reason. Probably because I send out like this vibe, I don't like you because you're too small and I can't like wrestle with you like I do with normal big sized dogs. So something that reiterated my hate for small dogs was a service call that Max and I were on. This was about a year ago now. And
he still comes in with that little thing.
Yeah, constantly. So
you didn't make it well known enough that you didn't like it.
Most, yeah, I know.
We didn't bury it deep enough.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm not going to say it. So we were there setting up speakers, and there was this tiny little dog. I can't remember the breed, probably like a Pomeranian or something. But most small dogs yap constantly, unless they're well behaved, or they're just Pomeranians themselves tend to yap more. And this dog would not be quiet. Most dogs, once they figure out that you're a human that's not there to attack them, calm down. This small dog didn't. And not only that, is it kept trying to come at my ankles.
And it
successfully did a couple times. It actually did nip me a couple times when it like when I like turned around, it was like, oh, I got you now.
Oh, did I just step on your dog's neck? Oh, sorry.
It was just like come and like bite and then run away scared because I turned around and it was like terrified. And I like tried to like get down at its level and be like, hey, I'm friendly, you can stop barking at me. And there were countless times that I wanted to be aggressive back at this dog, but unfortunately the owners were there and I couldn't do that. That would be very bad, and I love animals to the point of where I don't want to hurt any of them, but damn, this dog was annoying. Like, if you have a yapping dog, that's when you need to take it out and separate it from us so we could work. Like, it would not leave me alone in terms of, like, we were trying to get shit done. We were trying to talk, and the owners were trying to talk over this dog yapping. I was just like, you need to train this dog better. You need to get out of this house because it's
right?
giving yes. me a damn headache. Like, it was just constant, and we were there for, like, 3 hours. And it was just, wouldn't be quiet. They wouldn't say anything. All they'd say is quiet every once in a while. And it would shut up for 5 minutes. And then it would literally start up again, just barking its head off. Like, I thought it was going to pass out.
Those dogs really are the worst. There's like, not, yeah.
And it's not the dog's fault, really. Like, it's the, it's a lot weird. Of the times, it's the owners that don't train them to the point of, they have to understand that the people around them are not there to fight them. Like, it's like a dominance thing for them. And I don't know. It's just, it was so annoying. I would rather deal with a dog that's friendly, that's not barking and yapping and trying to bite my ankles off.
You'd rather take a crotch bucket over an ankle bite.
My toes are bigger than it, you know? So I don't know.
So basically, just get a cat.
Just get a freaking cat.
They don't bark.
Cats don't
give a shit about you. Cats are like, I'm better than you, bitch. Get out of my way.
I'm going to go lay down. Yeah. Get your shit done, service person. I don't want to fuck around.
I want, and they're, if they want pets, they'll get pets for 2 minutes. And then if they want to bite you, they'll bite you afterwards. Cats are great if they're small and you can hold them. If they're not, if they're small enough to hold them, they're not a dog.
Yeah. I'm with you. Small dog. Personal opinion there,
but I just...
Dude, I think your opinion is shared.
Like, I've dealt with little tiny, what are they, little wiener dogs, little dachshunds, and stuff. There's like a community around here of people that own dachshunds, and they race them all the time.
Like, that would look so funny.
It's so cute, but even those, like, if they're not trained, like, those dogs are just yappers, too. Small pup syndrome?
So we'll just say dogs are kind of like people. There's some good ones and there's some bad ones.
Yeah. Yep.
For sure.
Yep. I mean, and the ones that are trained well behave well.
There's obviously
some crazy dogs out there. Also, I think this is probably a pretty shared opinion. There's a lot more better dogs than there are, you know,
good humans. Sure.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
The only reason a bad dog exists is because of humans.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Dogs aren't inherently bad.
Yeah, they're loyal, friendly, and usually pretty cool.
I love dogs. They're definitely like top three favorite animal. If I could own
top three,
they're the top. They're my favorite animal that I can own. If there's another animal that I want, I can't own it.
What's the top? What's the number one? Just curious.
Well, my two favorite animals are giraffes and whales.
You cannot own those.
Exactly. I can't buy a whale and say, "Oh, that's my whale,
my pet." That's orca. So,
yeah, no, not orca whales. Orca whales are dicks.
Okay,
you know I actually love orca whales. Those things, I mean, maybe they're dicks, but they're beautiful.
I'm going to derail you and talk about horses. Here's some interesting ones. Just some quick stuff, like people that come in and shit that happens to their electronics. Moving back to tech. We had a guy come in, and he actually came in a couple times, gets a laptop, and then the first time he said he brings in the laptop, is fucked up. What happened to it? A horse kicked the laptop. Like, what?
No way.
What are you doing with a laptop on a horse? And then the second time he got a new laptop, he said a horse peed on my laptop.
Oh, I know.
The same guy?
Yeah, same guy. Can you guess it? I know Anthony knows because he's the animal lover. He's a veterinarian.
I don't.
So he works.
Should I know this person?
I don't think you do. I don't even know. I know him by name, but I don't know him personally. But I know he brought in those laptops, and the second time the horse peed on it. That's just the weirdest thing to happen to a
laptop. That is hilarious.
The thing is, I get it. Like, after knowing he's a vet, his profession. It's like, oh, okay, I get it.
But when you first hear it, you're like, what the fuck is going on over there?
It's just so funny to me.
And sometimes it's obvious, right? Like, you have people that come in with a lot of chewed stuff. People come with chewed up controllers.
Oh, yeah. Most of that's by dogs.
Oh, yeah. It's always a dog. I mean, give him some toys, man, and he won't chew up your laptop charger.
You want to know why I think dogs chew up remotes? I think some of them have electronic noise.
Oh,
that we can't hear. And so they chew on it because it's either distracting them or it grabs their attention, and or it's
you're annoying. Probably not wrong. Yeah, that would make sense.
I think, but it's just the size and look of a bone.
There's a lot of shit that animals like cats and dogs in particular can hear around our house that we cannot. Yeah.
Yeah. Even like kids can hear stuff that parents can't hear because of the liquid that's still in their ear.
So. Yeah, you lose it over time, man. You're just hearing. You don't have to hear all those loud pitched crazy screeches as you get older because you can't hear shit.
And it's a good thing too.
You know what? Actually, when I was growing up, I had a dog that ate everything. Speaking of dogs, didn't eat like normal stuff. Laptop power chargers. It ate off half of my license plate on my car when I was younger. That dog was neurotic and crazy. We fed it well. We gave it all sorts of toys, but that thing would start eating like the wood off of a fence or pieces of your house. And I'm like, what the hell, man?
What?
Yeah, that dog was crazy.
That's funny.
I get it. Dogs eat crazy stuff, and you know what? It probably is electric noise with some of those items.
Yeah, I feel like if there's some weird little buzz or hiss that's going on, definitely.
Oh yeah, if it was annoying you, if it was like a little barking dog that was annoying.
I mean, think if you could hear it, you'd probably take it out back and smash it.
Yeah, like that's testing for your house for like weird like noises that you can't hear with like professional microphones. If you have pets, it makes sense.
There are some houses in some places I've seen and read articles about where they take all of the electronic noise they have. Like if you have computers and TVs, they put them all on surge protectors, like large power strip surge protectors. And at night they turn them off for their pets.
That's a good idea.
When they're not using it to cut the power, because a lot of these electronics like TVs nowadays, and especially like computers and laptops, when you turn them off, they're not actually off. They're in a standby mode or they're sleeping, especially TVs. TVs, you hit the power button, it's still got power going to it. It's still kind of on standby in the background. The pets can hear that the whole time.
TVs don't go off anymore.
Yeah, unless you unplug it.
There's a reason, there's a reason they turn on so fast now, even though they're 85 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just in a standby.
It's convenient for us.
Yeah, but electricity's just been cut off. It's still on, though, or from the screen.
Yeah, totally. All right, everybody, that's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed us talking about animals and crazy experiences with them. Stay tuned next time, and we'll see you then. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming on.
Yes, thanks again.
Thanks, everybody. Hope you enjoyed.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.